Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you?
It is the Savage Nation. This is Michael Savage filling in for himself on this Blue Monday. As the show ended Friday, this is one of the longest-running serials in the history of the media. I consider each show a serial that follows the day before. I asked you, do you believe this terror alert is real? You can shut the music off. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? That's what I said Friday night. Of course, it was used all day today by others in the media, as you would expect. Having the last word in radio means that some make it their first word. But nevertheless, thank God, as the show ended Friday, we were all told to hunker down in our bunker to hide and let Big Sis take care of us. They told us to eat our dried food, get the batteries, the water, and that Big Sis would protect us from Al-Qaeda. I felt so angry at my government for cowering like a bunch of wimps. It could be one email from one crackpot in Yemen. The whole country's in a lockdown now, in a police state. That's what I said Friday. Well, thank God, no bombings on the end of Ramadan. I guess that happens Sunday. As I said, most religions are religions of peace today, but some interpret a particular religion to set off bombs to celebrate their holidays. I can't understand that. I mean, at the end of Easter, the bombs go off. No, at the end of Passover, the bombs go off. At the end of Buddhist holidays, the bombs go off. At the end of Hindu holidays, they celebrate by blowing up. No. But that's not the issue. The issue really is this terror threat. Is it real? Why is the government banging the drum so hard? Why are they inducing so much fear in the population? Well, the answer is clear: to justify the spying on Americans. It is so serious and so severe that the Germans are very angry at Americans spying on them. The Germans are. The far left is angry. The right is angry. Everyone's angry but your Uncle Mo, who thinks Obama's a terrific guy who plays golf very well. Do you believe Al-Qaeda is stronger than ever? I mean, we were told recently that Al-Qaeda's on the run and all their leadership is dead. Unbelievable, right? How did this all of a sudden happen? So, you know what I'd like to do for you is you call 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Remember the question for Monday that I asked. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? The same question is still valid today. And if you care to chime in on it, that is fine. If you don't want to chime in on it, you can call on any other topic except, here are some topics I will not discuss. A-Rod, I don't know what that is. Is that a part to a car? I don't know. I have been dealing all weekend with A-arm brackets on an old Jaguar. I don't know what an A-rod is. It could be a part to the front end of a car that I don't know about. I am not a sports fan. I know nothing about baseball. I gave it up when I was 11. I realize that some grown men love it. That's fine. It's not a put-down. I'm just not interested in grown men in striped uniforms with sticks in their hand hitting balls around the field. It doesn't interest me. Not at a time like this when we have the biggest con man in history running America off the rails. Let me tell you something. I believe Obama is a cosmic joke foisted on America. I will tell you that even the legitimate left agrees with me that Barack Obama is a giant trickster. I will tell you that he's one of the greatest tricksters in history. He makes Dick Nixon look like an honest Boy Scout. Every day we're told to take Obama more seriously, but every day we take him less seriously. I think Obama has lost his base, except the welfare recipients and the fraudsters making billions of dollars. As I said, even the legitimate left has turned against him. They seem to be able to look right through him. They see him flying here and there, a $100 million trip to Africa. Next, he's going to Martha's Vineyard to hang around with the poor billionaires. And the next day, he gives a speech about the poor. Nobody buys his act anymore, except the idiots at the bottom who don't know anything. All they know is that they can ship their food stamp groceries to the Caribbean in a shipping container. Then there's the rehab racketeers, the disability racketeers, the green energy racketeers. It's one racket after another. That's why I say it's all a cosmic joke. And the last power you have left is to simply just laugh in their faces. Now, this is so serious, this spying, that we had to go back into the archives to the year 1975, an eternity ago, right? When Senator Frank Church, a Republican from Michigan, a great senator, by the way, warned in 1975 that government surveillance will likely be turned on Americans. You must listen to clip one.
In the need to develop a capacity to know what potential enemies are doing, the United States government has perfected a technological capability that enables us to monitor the messages that go through the air. Now, that is necessary and important to the United States as we look abroad at enemies or potential enemies.
Now, that's what he said, 1975, Senator Frank Church, Republican, Michigan. But listen to clip two about what he saw coming.
We must know. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. And no American would have any privacy left, such as the capability to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams, it doesn't matter. There would be no place to hide.
Isn't that interesting? 1975, a Republican foresaw and warned America about spying by our own government, and now it's come down upon us. Isn't that interesting? If you care to chime in on this big topic, it's 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Connecticut on WILK. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I just want to say you're right about everything. You were talking about how the SEAL Team 6 got killed in the helicopter. I've been talking about that for a long time, and you're the first person I heard say it on the radio. And you, everything you say is just completely true. I'm sick of the every other TV station, radio station. They're all just lying to us, and everybody's sick of it. We know what's going on. Like with Benghazi, we know that they were transferring weapons to Al-Qaeda. They were giving them heat-seeking missiles and missile launchers.
Well, they were sending him to Syria, to the best of our knowledge, and I think that they let the ambassador get killed to cover it up. That's what it's starting to look like. That's the real truth of that one. Well, Mike in Connecticut, look, all I can do is try my best with others in the media who are still doing it, and there are others doing it. Let's be clear. I'm not a man alone. I'm going to send you a free copy of my New York Times best-selling Trickle-Down Tyranny, just out in paperback. Stay on the line. We'll send that out to you. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to Texas now. KLIF, the great KLIF in Texas. Donna, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
God bless you, Michael. Listen to you all the time. Listen, today I got on the bus to go to jury duty, and I never ride the buses. Anyhow, somebody got on in a full-dress burqa, full-dress Muslim garb, this gigantic person with these gigantic tennis shoes. There was no way that was a woman. And even sunglasses to cover the slits of his eyes.
Wow.
Hauling on the bus a pull cart, you know, those suitcases that you haul that have wheels on them?
Yes.
And he went to the back, or she went to the back of the bus, although I doubt it was a she. It was so big, you know, just big guy. And all of us just sat there. I don't think the bus driver even called, you know, any.
Well, no, that would be racist to suggest that there's a man hiding in a woman's burqa. Toting around a potential bomb. I mean, you wouldn't want to say that because that would be racial profiling, meaning you're using common sense. And as you well know, under Obama, common sense is now illegal because it's racist.
Apparently so, Michael.
Yes. I mean, common sense is now considered evil and dangerous. Stupidity is now considered the norm under Obama. They want you to put on your stupid hat every day. Where was the FBI? I mean, a giant pair of shoes underneath a burqa would tip off somebody. What about one of the brave police who killed a deer last week? Maybe they could come rushing away from killing baby fawns and maybe look at a guy in a burqa. But then again, as you well know, it's safer to arrest a person who takes in a deer that's been abandoned by his mother than to go after a potential terrorist in a burqa. Everyone on the air today, anyone who gets on gets a free copy of my just-released paperback, Trickle-Down Tyranny. It's my summer gift to you. It's August at the Hotel Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out, because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Is about traffic. Livermore eastbound 580 Portola crash. It's been cleared. Traffic is backed up into Pleasanton from about Hop Yard, however. We have getting better on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Just sluggish conditions now from the toll plaza into San Francisco. Have a southbound 101 slow traffic from Fair Oaks Avenue down to Oakland Road in San Jose. Earlier problem eastbound 237 Lawrence Expressway should be in the clearing stages, but traffic is backed up from Highway 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Don't miss the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. A museum of motorsports history comes to life at Monster Raceway Laguna Seca August 16th through the 18th. Over 500 authentic and historic race cars will compete like they once did. This year's featured marquee commemorates the 60th anniversary of America's sports car, the Chevrolet Corvette. Tickets are available at MazdaRaceway.com and Ticketmaster.com. Children 12 and under are always free. Admission includes free parking, grandstand seating, access to the paddock and garage areas, as well as displays and entertainment.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
True or false, shampooing your carpet makes it get dirty faster. Actually, it's true and false. Traditional carpet cleaning methods can actually leave your carpet looking shiny and feeling crunchy. But in a matter of days, it can turn dull and dingy and even feel sticky. That's because there's no watery rinse cycle in carpet cleaning. The sticky residue from soaps and harmful chemicals stay behind, attracting dust and dirt. Only Zero Res is a patent from the U.S. Patent Office for cleaning with empowered water, which leaves no residue. It's also approved by the Food and Drug Administration, the USDA, and EPA to be safe and gentle for people, pets, and the planet. See for yourself. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Have three rooms in your home pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $139, complete with a 30-day gotta-love-it guarantee. And commercial customers can get free quotes at 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Everyone says use Zero Res.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge.
It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. This terror threat we're talking about, is it real or is it false? I remain skeptical. Now, look, I hope that my skepticism is correct, and I hope there isn't an event. It could happen, God forbid. But in either case, we look very bad worldwide. Under Obama, our national prestige, our international prestige is near zero. The world is now laughing at America under this man. He has turned us into this supine, almost wincing coward. Have you ever known a big guy who has a lot of muscles, who's really a chicken? Do you know that type? There are plenty of guys who work out and get big muscles, and they're scared. That's okay. There's no shame in being a scared guy. But what happens, and one of the most shameful things that could ever happen to a big guy, is having a little guy come up to him and push him around, and he cowers and kind of runs away. We're like that big guy now in the street with some little creep threatening us, and we're running away from him. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Here's some news, I guess. I got to tell you the news on the Savage Nation, since newspapers are dying, and that in time the only thing left will be the internet and radio. Washington Post is going to be sold to the founder of Amazon. That's right. The so-called venerable Washington Post, venerable in its own eyes and in the eyes of the sycophants in Washington, has been sold or will be sold, the flagship newspaper, to Amazon.com. Founder and chief executive Jeffrey P. Bezos, which will end the Graham family stewardship of one of America's biggest newspapers after four generations. Now, he's one of the richest men in the country, Jeff Bezos. He will pay $250 million in cash for the Washington Post and affiliated publications to the Washington Post company, which owns both the newspaper and other businesses. They say Seattle-based Amazon will have no role in the purchase. Bezos will buy the news organization and become its sole owner when the sale is completed, probably within 2 months. The Post company will get a new whatever. Now, this deal represents a sudden and stunning turn of events for the Washington Post. It is Washington, D.C.'s leading newspaper for many decades. It's a powerful liberal force in shaping the nation's politics and policy. The fact of the matter is, I doubt very much that the left-wing politics of the Washington Post will change very much. But that's the end of the story. That's the story. What does it matter to you? Good luck to Jeff Bezos. I don't expect many changes. It'll still be a left-wing newspaper. So what does it mean to the rest of us? Nothing. 8554. But it actually does mean something, now that I think about it. What it means is, for a family to sell off an asset such as the Washington Post indicates they see the handwriting on the wall and they know it's an untenable business to be in. They're looking ahead and they think they're bailing out while the bailing is good, taking $250 million while they can, because they feel that their asset is going to diminish in value, not increase in value, so they're dumping it. So Jeff Bezos says to the employees of the Wash Post, quote, the values of the Post do not need changing. What are the values? To support a Democrat president, Uberalis? Democrats, Uberalis? That's the value, so it won't change. And that's the end of it. The $250 million purchase price is richer than many of those received by other legacy print media properties in recent years. What can I ask you? Why newspapers are dying? We know why they're dying. What do you need to go buy a newspaper when you go on the internet in the morning with a cup of coffee and catch the headlines on the Drudge Report or somewhere else? Everyone I know who has a brain clicks onto the Drudge Report and a few other sites and feels that they know the news. If they're interested in a topic, they click on the topic and read it. If they're really interested in it, they listen to Michael Savage and call in and talk about it. They don't need a newspaper anymore. Now, I happen to like newspapers. I grew up on them. I like the feel of it. I like the smell of the ink. There's a certain heft and feel to it. I'm not going to make the standard idiotic jokes about, you know, the dog poop and all of that. I mean, that's too obvious. Although the bag for the New York Times seems to be the blue bag, the most popular in the San Francisco area for carrying dog poop. I must tell you, the New York Times blue bags are the most popular amongst aging women as they I know, it's disgusting. I actually get nauseous living. I see women slinging these bags of dog turd. I get sick looking at it. But there is something fitting in the fact that they use the New York Times blue bags. It tells you three things at once that you don't want to know about. So let's go to the callers, I guess. You know, it's summertime. It's August. Nothing happened. You'll all be excited when something happens. Then radio, you know, oh, the bomb went off. Didn't they tell you? They warned you. Well, you know, you could argue it two ways. You could say, look,
You guys are screaming that they didn't do enough to protect the embassy in Libya, and it got overtaken. So now Susan Rice is a chicken, so she's closing 23 or so embassies as a preemptive protective act. So which way do you want it? I mean, do you want it to act or not to act? It's a very good point, and you can't argue with that logic. However, we don't know if the threat's credible or not. That's the issue. And then secondarily, you know, an embassy is U.S. soil on a foreign land, correct? You understand that? They're sacred. They're sacred to everyone except the throwbacks, the neck cutters. The throwbacks don't respect human law. They're not civilized. They don't live in this century. So there is nothing that you can do with people like that, except if you were a president who said enough is enough. Is this a credible threat? Tell me what village it comes from in Yemen, because we're launching some planes from the USS, whatever carriers, let's say, in the area, and the village will disappear. We're going to drop leaflets on the village. We're telling them that a few people in their village have threatened America. We've had enough. We're not closing our embassies. Leave the village. Take your goats. Take your mules. Take your children. Take your pots and pans, because there will be no village in exactly 12 hours, and wipe it off the map. And I think after a few such retaliatory events, the threats will stop coming, or the villagers will start going door to door and find out which crackpot is sending them inside that village. Because they can tell where it's coming from. I mean, if it's a credible threat, then they've traced it back to where it came from, didn't they? They know the approximate region. They're that smart, they can call up your proctologist and get your records on your urologist's records on your urology test. They can probably figure out what country it came from, what region it came from, what area it came from, what latitude and longitude it came from. If they can read a postage stamp from space, they can probably tell you who sent the email. So you send a little letter back to the village, and you say you've got 6 hours to get your goats, pots, and pans out of there because we're devastating it. And you send in one attack plane, and that's the end of that. Happens again, next village. It happens again, next village. Happens again, next village. But we've gone from patent to patent leather in one generation. We've gone not from a real president to, well, what shall I say, a fraud in one election. We've gone from a president to a dictator in one presidency who answers to nobody. And there is no media to take him on. Now even the Washington Post is being sold.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Daddy, Daddy, do superheroes get cavities?
I get asked a lot of questions. None of them really surprise me anymore. But my neighbor asked me recently if I knew that I could get $250,000 of life insurance through AIG Direct for just $17 a month. I knew I needed to get life insurance, but I had no idea that protecting my family could be so affordable. With $250,000, my wife and kids would be taken care of if something ever happened to me. It could help pay the mortgage, the car payments, the groceries, dentist visits, karate lessons, college tuition, and for just $17 a month. I love my family, and it's a great feeling knowing that if they ever lost me, they won't lose everything else, too.
Save up to 70% on term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-895-7455. That's 1-800-895-7455. 1-800-895-7455.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes. I'll talk 560 KSFO. We take a look at the roadways in Sunnyvale, eastbound 237. Lawrence Expressway had a crash blocking a couple of lanes. Looks like everything is finally being cleared out of there. Traffic sluggish from 101, but recovering quickly. Northbound 238 past East 14th in Hayward. We've got a crash. That one's off to the right side right now. Much better on the Bay Bridge. Upper deck sluggish into San Francisco, but compared to the rest of the day, really no big deal. Same for the East Shore Freeway. Minor slowing westbound from Ashby into the MacArthur Maze. Eastbound 580 at Bartola, earlier crash has been cleared. Traffic, though, the residual slowdowns in Pleasanton, pretty much from the 680 interchange to El Charro. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Check out Jump City live on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy this supercharged show jam-packed with urban percussion, hip-hop, dance, and acrobatics. Two free shows Sunday through Thursday. For information and showtimes, visit beachboardwalk.com.
When you don't have enough
cash to pay the bills that are due, things tend to go from bad to worse. You get late fees on the bills and then overdraft fees from your bank. Maybe you even got a payday advance to keep your head above water. That's when a personal loan from Cash Call can help. Just make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH. In as fast as a day, up to $5,000 could be in your bank account with no collateral, even if your credit's less than perfect. All we need is your signature and some simple paperwork faxed or emailed. Get enough cash to pay those bills and that very expensive payday loan and give yourself some breathing room. Then repay the loan over time with fixed monthly payments, or to keep interest expense down, pay it back early with no penalty or fee. So if you need cash fast, make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH or go to cashcall.com.
Subject to credit approval. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
That's 855-876-CASH.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You believe this terror alert is real, or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let us hope that our cynicism is rewarded by inactivity by Al-Qaeda. I'm very clear about it. I'm not saying, oh, I hope the bomb goes off. I'm saying I hope no bombs go off. But this is cowardice of the worst kind. Embassies are sacred ground. The Arabs have embassies in Washington. They have embassies everywhere around the world. And when Christmas ends, they're not cowering and closing them down for fear that Christians are going to bomb their embassies, do they? I don't know of any Jews who run around in France and Spain and wherever and say, oh, I'm going to bomb an embassy for Passover. What is this? What kind of world are we living in? The whole world is now dancing to the tune of the terrorists because we have an administration that refuses to call them terrorists, number one. Moreover, refuses to even fight the terrorists. Instead, they'd rather distrust you. They'd rather fight you than the terrorists. You become the terrorist. This administration is so paranoid and so loopy that they consider the American citizen more of a threat than the terrorists. That's how I see it. Florida, Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. How do you see it? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. By the way, I'm listening on WSKY up near Gainesville, so I'm delighted to hear you, and congratulations on the very successful comeback. You're stronger than ever here.
Well, yeah, I did have a big comeback. I rose from the ashes. I agree with you.
Oh, it's beautiful, Michael. Anyway, very quickly, I'm a retired U.S. Foreign Service officer. I had 22 years in the State Department. And first, I'd like to say this is a terrible thing. I say a prayer and bless everyone. It's a very difficult position to be in. But your comments raise some interesting thoughts in my mind. Number one, usually it's the U.S. ambassador, the chief of mission, who calls the shots in closing a mission. This was done out of Washington. And secondly, when the situation becomes very, very severe and dangerous, they start evacuating personnel. Only essential personnel remain. I haven't heard that. I'm not trying to second-guess the government, but what you're saying is making some sense to me.
Well, let me ask you something. Did they close the embassy in Tel Aviv as well?
I don't believe so. I'll tell you this. You can go to, there's a website, Diplomatic Security Service, under Department of State, DS.
Well, you were a Foreign Service officer when it really mattered. In other words, you didn't buy the position as they're doing under Obama. You worked for that job. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I was in engineering. I served from 1985 to 2007.
Okay, but to get that job, you didn't just smear off a congressman and get appointed. Like, Obama's now appointing morons who give him a certain amount of money as ambassadors. Isn't that undermining the entire diplomatic corps?
It is. Well, you know, there's two corps. You can be a career officer. Those are the ambassadors that rise when they start out right out of college or they work their way up. And then the political appointees, as you point out.
Well, has this always been the same, where you could buy an ambassadorship?
There are a number of them. Again, the U.S. State Department has a website. It's all listed there. But, Michael, this is a very serious situation, and you're making some interesting comments that I hadn't heard before.
Well, here's what I say. I have no information on this, but on Friday when I heard that we should all hide in our bunker and get the dried food and get the water and make sure our batteries work, basically, that we're all afraid of Al-Qaeda and it's going to hit anywhere, they're going to hit anywhere. I don't know. It just struck me as that they're making it up in an attempt to go to retroactively justify their having spied on innocent American citizens. It's sort of a retroactive attempt to cover their tracks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's also the domestic issue. I think on your previous shows you spoke about those yellow, red, orange, that whole thing. That you remember that scenario?
Of course, under the Department of Homeland Security fellow, whose name I forget. Yeah. Well, Bush had them, and we all got tired of them. Every other day they were scaring us. It's yellow, it's green, it's red. And people started to, they just said enough is enough. Stop it already.
Well, Michael, I just pray for peace and, you know, let you.
You know what? That's the best sentiment we can all have. I agree with you. We should all pray for peace. Let's pray to God that there is no threat. And this is just a wag the dog scenario, but it's not going to come to fruition. I'm sending you a copy of my paperback of Trickle Down Tyranny Standalone. 855-400-7282. Let's go around the country and around the state. I want to hear what you have to say about it. I can't be the only one who's skeptical, cynical. How would you say I'm overly skeptical, overly cynical? By the way, Breitbart changed their caption. Frank Church was a Democrat from Idaho. He was not a senator from Michigan until 1981. Frank Church, I remember him. He was known for heading the Church Committee, which investigated abuses in the U.S. intelligence agencies. He was a real good senator. See, there was a time that there were what's known as conservative Democrats. They don't exist anymore. There are none. Where did they go? Where did the conservative Democrats go? Where did they go? What happened to that party is it became a left-wing organization, and moderates need not apply. It's an extremist party from top to bottom. There is no diversity in the Democrat Party. None. At least in the Republican Party, as tepid as it is, there are a few people who make an occasional wave and try to say that this is a little too meek or weak, okay, for whatever, you know. Connecticut, WILK, Susan, you're next up on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hi, Dr. Savage. The reason why I believe this is a fake travel ban and all that is because I heard early this morning on a news station that John Brennan, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham are in Egypt. And I do not believe they would have been allowed to travel there if this was a real terror threat.
Well, what are they doing in Egypt? What did they go there for? To make sure that the weapons continue to flow to the Egyptians so they get the so their controllers are happy with them?
Well, John Brennan was supposed to be talking with the Muslim Brotherhood, and John...
Oh, you mean the Muslim Brotherhood that was just ousted by the people? What does this administration want, the Muslim Brotherhood back in power? Is that what I'm hearing? Along with the strange McCain, the lunatic?
Apparently.
McCain is a strange man. We would expect this from John Brennan. We would expect this from Lindsey Graham, the trial lawyer, double-talking, fork-tongued devil. But I don't know. McCain seems to be a lunatic lately, a complete lunatic.
Well, you
make a good point. They're in Egypt. What threat could there be if they're in Egypt, is what you're saying? Why are they there? If it's a real threat, they would stay home. They'd hunker down, right?
That's what I believe.
They'd eat the dry food. They would drink the bottled water. He'd stay home with Cindy. They'd have a bud. They'd watch some movies. He wouldn't go overseas right now. Susan, you make a good point. I really appreciate you joining the program on the Savage Nation. Look, it's a Monday. Most Americans, they don't care. See, we care. We are the people who listen to talk radio are a small minority of Americans, I got to tell you. It's not as small as they would like to believe, but we're a small minority compared to the shoe shoppers, the ice cream lickers. They don't know what's going on. They don't care what's going on. They could give a rat's you-know-what as to what is going on. They don't care. There's a word for that. Apathy. America is now at a level of apathy that's quite dangerous. That's how Obama can get away with playing golf, going on one vacation after another, and then scaring the public into submission. So this is the problem. Apathy is the greatest threat to democracy. It's not Al-Qaeda. Apathy is a greater threat to democracy than Al-Qaeda. And the apathy, by the way, is literally encouraged by the government. They're not telling you to be, active and alert, be alert. They don't want you to be alert. They want you to be drugged. So let's move on. Topics. There are many other topics. I'm not going to get stuck on this like a broken record. I'll take your calls on this, on the crisis, if it's real, what you think about it. I saw a story this morning in the San Francisco website that I read. Homeless bums are given housing, right? For years we heard, homeless, get them off the streets. You got to build them housing. Homelessness is a crime. We've got to take a care of our most vulnerable. So the city has raped the taxpayer. They gave them a residential hotel room, probably owned by the politician's brother-in-law, by the politician's front company, right? And now they won't stay in the hotel rooms. They're back in the street. But wait, it gets better. They gave them a hotel room. Every one of them has a hotel room. They won't stay in them. They're back in the gutter. And now they want counseling. So now we're going to hear that we need more counselors. It's only the humane thing to do. Brenda Clark was rousted from the biggest homeless camp in the city in August 2012 and got her first permanent roof in a decade, a residential hotel room. You know how expensive those are? Take a look at what they charge, those rat-infested hotel rooms. City outreach counselors quickly placed her there, and it's paid for by the city. No, it's paid for by the taxpayer, not the city. We read that the next step is harder, behaving like someone with a stable life who sleeps indoors. The problem for her, as for so many people in supportive housing, they call it supportive housing, you hear? Is that she had been on the streets for so long that she'd forgotten how to fully function inside, so she now sleeps outside most nights, looking and acting just like a lot of homeless people. San Francisco has created enough supportive housing in the past decade to pull about 9,000 bums into residential complexes staffed with counselors to help them get over the dysfunctions that put... Oh, isn't that touching? The dysfunctions. But most residents and tourists who walk these streets notice little difference. That's because there isn't enough counseling, we read, to go around for those who need it intensively. So now we're going to have to pay for counselors. Take a guess which politicians in San Francisco are in the counseling business and how many of them have brother-in-laws and cousins and nephews who can't find jobs who bought residence hotels to provide rooms for the bums. You have any idea what the bum industry is? A very big industry in San Francisco. It's a heck of an industry. So there it is. There's no end to liberalism, the mental disorder. Then they tell us that this is a decade, 9,000 homeless people into residential complexes, but they can't get over the dysfunctions that put them on the streets. That's what mental hospitals are for. Counselors cannot help those people. It's time to reopen the mental hospitals that were closed by Jerry Brown's father. Now, I'll hear that Ronald Reagan closed them, but he didn't. It was Jerry Brown's father when he was governor who ordered that the mental hospitals be closed. And it was Ronald Reagan who came to office, who inherited that law and had to actually close the nut houses. And then they were thrown into the streets, and the rest is history. San Francisco is a sewer, an open sewer pipe. An open sewer pipe, dangerous criminals running in the streets, bums defecating in doorways. You ask anybody. Urinating, defecating in doorways. The tourists are terrified of these bums. They're very aggressive. And it's all because of a Democrat regime of 40 years ago that said it was inhumane to keep them locked up in mental hospitals. Well, what do you think mental hospitals were invented for? For mentally unstable people who needed to be hospitalized and helped inside hospitals. You cannot turn the streets into open wards. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, that's carnivora.com, and order now.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here's a vote. Traffic, San Pablo, eastbound, 80 Solano Avenue. New crash off to the right shoulder, but a little slowing getting past the scene. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, under the speed limit as you cross the water into San Francisco. Really slows once you get towards Fremont Street. South Bay, southbound 101, still slow and go. Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. And it's still slow in Pleasanton. Eastbound 580 as you come down the doubling grade out to about Hacienda. Still recovering from earlier problems. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack.
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
Ahoy Wineries! Join San Francisco Bay Boat Cruise's wine tasting cruise with stops at top wineries. Get over half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hey, it's Katie Green, and if you're one of the one-third of Californians who recently bought a home with cash, my good friends at O'Donnell Financial want to congratulate you, and they also want to let you know that if you do plan to place a mortgage on your home or investment, there is a time limit to do so and still be able to deduct the mortgage interest. This could save you tens of thousands of dollars during the time you own your home. Just another reason it pays to have a company with financial expertise in your corner. Call my good friend Greg O'Donnell today at 866-496-2300 and tell him you just purchased some property with cash and want to preserve that mortgage interest deduction and still get that fixed rate of 3.0%. For over 25 years, O'Donnell Financial Group has been helping people just like you. So give them a call today at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. You can discover what real advice is. That's 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The country is talking about this so-called terror alert, and we're asking, is it real? Or are you skeptical and you think it's an attempt to retroactively justify spying on innocent American citizens? That's the main topic. And as a caller said in the last segment, we've just confirmed through Fox News that McCain Graham and I guess someone from intelligence is in Egypt with Obama's blessing to push democratic processes. Well, if there's a travel alert, why are they in Egypt? She raises a very good point. There's a travel alert. They're about to blow up planes, trains, and boats and buildings. And they're in Egypt now walking around in the street. What is this? It doesn't make sense to me. McCain, Lindsey Graham arrived in Cairo today to meet with interim leaders and defense minister, blah, blah, blah. But they're also meeting the Muslim Brotherhood guy who was put in jail because he orchestrated the killing of demonstrators at the latest, Burns, whatever his name is. Burns, joined by a small delegation of international officials, also met with interim government leaders and Karit El-Shatir, the powerful deputy leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. The El-Shatir talks are reportedly taking place in the prison where he is being held. El-Shatir was among several prominent Islamists arrested by authorities after the army ousted Morsi. So we should be celebrating that finally they threw the Islamists out, but instead we're going there trying to get the Islamists back into power. Does that make sense to you? The guy that our intelligence official is meeting with has been charged by his own people with complicity in the killing of anti-Morsi protesters during the 4 days of protest that led up to the military coup. State Department spokesmouth Marie Harf today repeated the administration's mantra that the U.S. is not taking sides, but the Muslim Brotherhood should be part of the, quote, inclusive democratic process. This is a dumb administration. You know what they look like increasingly to me? College people. Stupid academics. You know, sometimes I think the worst gets control of my mind and I start to think that they're enemies of America. It comes down to be one and the same thing. If they're naive, pacifist academics of the far left, it may as well be the same as the enemies of the country. It doesn't matter what motivates them, whether it's just naivete. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're a clear and present danger to our survival. The Muslim Brotherhood, they say, should be part of the inclusive democratic process. Have you ever heard of anything like this? Why do they want the Muslim Brotherhood as part of the government? That would be like, let me give you a comparison so you can get a picture from my point of view, how I think. Let's say Hitler came to power, and let's say we saw what he was at the time, rather, people who were in power, and they orchestrated the remaining military to overthrow Hitler and put him in jail. And now we would send a delegation to Germany while Hitler's in jail in the early 1930s to try to get Hitler as part of the democratic government of Germany? What sense would that make? If you're against fascists and against fascist dictatorship, so you keep the fascist dictatorship in prison where they belong, where, by the way, Mubarak had them. The evil Mubarak had them under control for 40 years. He was our best friend. But Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and the money from the puppeteer, the best I can figure out, George Soros. I actually documented all of this in Trickle-Down Tyranny, treating enemies like our friends and our friends like our enemies. I showed you the money trail back to Soros. So in other words, you don't want Hitler in jail, even though the people said enough is enough of his dictatorship. You want Hitler now in the government. So which side, if our government's on the side of Hitler, what does that say about our government? Why would our government want Hitler and his cronies back in the government? Ooh, it's scary. Morsi is being held in an undisclosed location and faces accusations of conspiring with the militant Palestinian Hamas group to escape prison in 2011, blah, blah, blah. I won't read you all the details. I think I made the point. So we now want the Islamists back, Islamists back in the government. That's what your government is doing. It's frightening. It's actually terrifying. Are they that naive, or are they that are they playing for the for the other team? Indianapolis, WFDM. Darren, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, I just want to tell you a quick story about what happened to me the other day. We talked before. I'm a limo driver in Indianapolis, and had a high-rolling, big-tipping customer in the car, a highly desirable passenger, a guy that you don't want to step out of line with, but we've gotten very comfortable, and he's endeared me quite a bit, and so I thought we were okay. And he started dabbling on the conversation of politics, and I accredited you with a joke that you told on the air about if Zimmerman would change his name to Benghazi, we would never have to hear his name again. And this guy slipped out. I mean, oh, that Michael Savage, oh, he's a big mouth. He's so, you know. And I said, yeah, so what? You know, that's what I like about him. You know, the guy's, you know, he's smart. He's intelligent. And even if you don't agree with everything the man says, at least he can give you a intelligent conversation.
And what happened? What happened as a result of you speaking your mind?
He was done. He wanted to go home. This guy's famous. When you take him to dinner, he gives you $100 and tells you.
Now, is he a politician or a music guy?
I would say he's neither one. He's the kind of guy you really don't want to talk politics to him because he's just.
Well, I wouldn't pry any further. So, how much did I cost you? A couple of $100?
About $500.
Oh my God! I wish I could send you the money, but I can't because then others will call and say the same thing happened. But I'll give you a consolation prize. Trickle Down Tyranny and all of my other current books are going out to you. Sorry about that, my friend. Truth has a certain ring to it, and it often isn't very pleasant.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday, got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday, oh Tuesday. I'm so
okay,
tired,
here we are, hour number two on the Savage Nation this evening. It is a Blue Monday. Here's a headline we just got up by Michael Savage from the Gateway Pundit. Obama officials to offer Muslim Brotherhood top positions in Egyptian government. And in Egypt, they're now rioting against America, saying Obama and Patterson support terrorism in Egypt. Protesters are carrying a sign in Tahrir Square, blasting your president and Ambassador Ann Patterson for trying to engineer the Muslim Brotherhood back into positions of power in Egypt. Now, why would they be doing that? It's beyond comprehension. Unless you want to go to the darkest side of your mind and say they're playing for the other team. Many people have... You know, there's been rumors and right-wingness that Obama's a Muslim. Okay, fine, but not all Muslims are terrorists. We know that. Let's say he is a Muslim, so what? After all, there are many people who are Christians, and they practice their religion, and it does influence their thinking. So let's say his father was a Muslim, the first father, the second father was a Muslim. He went to a madrasas in Indonesia. That's not debated. So let's say he has sympathies towards the Muslim faith. That's fine. It's a wonderful religion like others if it's followed to its peaceful ends. I believe in the five principal religions on earth, but we're not talking about his religious orientation, if he even has one. Why would Obama want Islamists back in power in Egypt when they were thrown out by their own people? And why is he sending that moron, McCain, to do his bidding? I mean, what's with McCain? McCain is clearly either a lunatic or a Stockholm Syndrome type. He always struck me as, you know, look, he suffered terribly at the hands of the Vietnamese. And I don't mean from their cuisine. I don't mean from the sewer shrimp. And I think it broke his mind, frankly. I really do. This guy looks crazy. It sounds like he's off. He does what they tell him to do. Anyway, he's the dumbest of the McCain lineage, incidentally. The father was a great man. The grandfather was a great man. Admirals, commanders. This one is like God. The rocket's red glare. Obama officials to offer Muslim Brotherhood top positions in Egyptian government. What do you make of that? And if there's a travel alert around the world, as a lady caller in the last hour said, then why is McCain over there with Lindsey Graham? I thought there's a travel alert. They're able to travel? So the whole thing, I know something's wrong with the whole picture. Also, let's see, on michaelsavage.com. Oh, boy. The Front Man by Kevin D. Williamson, The Face of the Lawless Bureaucracy. That's Obama. You know, there's a lot of stories that'll get you sick. And it's August. MSNB host says newborns don't count as alive. They can be terminated up to age two. This is a true story. This is what General Electric has come to. They let a death worshiper like this woman broadcast along with the likes of Al Sharpton. Now they're saying that killing a baby up to age two is the parent's choice. That if you decide you don't like the baby or it's too expensive, you can. I swear to God, I didn't make this up. It's part of a new cult coming out of the psychotic left-wing universities. To want to pay, but why is Sharpton free? What happened to this light bulb company? How did this benign company, GE, and Reagan used to be a spokesman for GE, how did it become so sick? How? How? It's a world upside down. It's a world gone crazy. State kills bear deemed threat to safety. Reno Gazette Journal. It continues to be too comfortable around humans, so they just killed it. I can't read on it. I can't take it anymore. These police killing animals is sickening. It's cowardice. It's pure cowardice. They can't break your door down and kill you, so they kill a bear or a deer. WABC New York is calling. WABC, Sergi, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I think terrorists just discovered a very effective new way of terrorizing American citizens. Look, just with one phone call, open phone call, they were able to shut down not one, but 23 embassies around the world or whatever the region is.
I understand that. Right. And we're jumping like a bunch of scared rabbits.
That's right.
Now, what Fox is saying, listen to this, terror threat that led to closure of nearly two dozen U.S. embassies and consulates resulted from intercepted communications between al-Qaeda leaders, source tells Fox News. To me, it looks like they're justifying, justifying their spying on American citizens. They're saying, you see that? Because we have all of these 1.2 million spies in place, we caught them before they could harm us.
I think you can take it wider even, with one phone call saying, hey, we have a terrorist threat coming out from somewhere, and they think that they're going to blow up the airplane somewhere over the United States. Let's shut down the all airplane operations in the United States, ground the airplane, and basically kill the whole industry. And a couple more phone calls and a couple more shutdowns of the cities, and the Americans get that nervous. And that's a good reason for them to install the martial law or something like that. I mean, obviously.
Well, that's what you fear. I understand many people are fearing that this is a prelude to something bigger, a true Reichstag fire. Everyone fears that Obama is so devious, so demonic, that the next step will be the Reichstag fire as a prelude to closing down freedom altogether.
Let's pray it's not going to ever happen.
Let's pray. I'm sending you a free paperback copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. Wow. I swore I wasn't going to drink tonight after the show. I have a drink after the show. I think tonight I have to anyway. Last night I took a fancy to, normally I'm a vodka and beer guy after it. Look, I have to come off the wire, don't I? What would you do if you were me? What do you think, I'm going to meditate? I need a drink after a show. I do. I get home, I have a few drinks. I watch a movie. I got to unwind. Well, last night I started drinking very expensive cognac and it felt so good. I said, wow, oh, today I regretted it. That's it for the cognac. It's so cold out here in the Bay Area, like it's summer, right? No summer here. It's been four straight weeks of wind and fog. They say, oh, what was the coldest winter I ever spent a summer in San Francisco? Mark Twain, I get it. I used to love it. But it's relentless. It doesn't end. I'm wearing winter clothing all day long as I speak to you. Many of you say, wow, I love it. Well, I understand why I live here. But I don't really admire it. And at a certain point, I don't want to live in Newfoundland every day. I mean, once a summer day wouldn't be so bad. One shot to burn, to light up a barbecue and make a there's nothing. It's freezing. It's like flannel pajamas at night and a fireplace and a heater. You ought to come out here if you like it. Just stay away from the bums. Wear winter clothing and galoshes if you walk on Market Street in San Francisco. The galoshes for the, well, I'll let it go at that. It's a family show. 855-407. Do you believe this terror threat is real? So what are they, you see, this is the problem. We don't believe them. They hear it, not only from me, but from others. So now they're liable to actually let an event happen to make us look bad. That's why you have to be very careful, because the week isn't over now. They extended it from the weekend. And then, by the way, they dropped the tie into Ramadan. You notice Friday when they gave the terror threat, they said it was tied into the end of Ramadan. Today they don't say anything about Ramadan because they don't want you to connect it to Islam. They want you to think that it's a group of Irish nuns in wheelchairs who are threatening to blow up the embassies so they can continue to frisk them at airports and whisk the burkas through. James on WABC in New York. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Great to talk to you. Long-time listener.
Thanks.
I used to live in San Francisco, and my girlfriend at the time, she had a penthouse in the Fillmore that cost over $2,000 a month. And her next-door neighbor, this guy was on Section 8, Mike. This guy was like a crackhead. He was, this guy even had the nerve to ask her, when is she going to take him out to dinner? Like, this guy was just garbage. So the city of San...
Well, that's right. He's a sacred cow above the law. If you look at them the wrong way, they call you an ist, some kind of ist, a homeless ist.
But they got people living in penthouses, and you got Section 8 living next to them in San Francisco.
That's democracy, isn't it? That's democracy at work.
To Jersey. I had to come back to the armpit of America because that city drove me
crazy. Well, yeah, there's a lot to be said for the suburbs. As the older I get, the more I like the suburbs, by the way. There's a lot to be said for suburban life. It, at a certain point, it becomes, there's a certain, you know, remember the movie back in the 60s, the Petit Charm of the Bourgeoisie? Does anyone remember that movie? I think it was Truffaut did the movie, the Petit Charm of the Bourgeoisie. There's actually a Petit Charm of the Bourgeoisie, to be honest with you. I'm sending you a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny by Michael Savage, stay on the line. There is a Petit Charm of the Bourgeoisie. They leave you alone. They mind their own business. They want to raise their own family. They want to be behind their gates, play with their cars, watch television, play video games, whatever. Why not? There is a beauty to it. I don't even like going in the city anymore. I go back and forth, and I used to do it a lot more. I don't enjoy the city anymore. The bums. There's like an undercurrent of evil in San Francisco. I watched a movie over the weekend that I had seen years ago in part with Johnny Depp called The Ninth Gate. And it's a pretty amazing movie, and it had a very profound effect on my mind. I know that there were subliminal messages in it, and it was about how you cross through the ninth gate to reach Satan. Well, I got to tell you something. I swear, you want to hear this? This is amazing. I watched the movie. I stayed in bed Saturday afternoon. I was so exhausted from the week, from the terrorism. And this and that. So I do what I never did. It's cold out anyway. I said, oh, you know what? I don't have to push myself. I laid in bed and watched the movie. So I watched The Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp. And it's about a book dealer who's trying to track down certain rare books on devil worship, basically. Medieval books or 1700s they were written. And when you get a certain message, you can go through the Ninth Gate and contact Satan, right? Well, strange things happened to me after watching that movie. I think that there are subliminal messages in the film, incidentally. I would not recommend it for children because the filmmaker who did it is a very famous but very perverted filmmaker. He was the one accused of raping a 14-year-old girl. I forget his name, the guy with the nose. What's his name? Not Woody Allen's. Yeah, Roman Polanski. Not Woody Allen's father, Roman Polanski. So Polanski's a genius filmmaker. As you well know, many of the leftists are very, very brilliant at what they do. I can name five of them who make great movies, but they're very dangerous. They all hate America, and they all have subliminal messages. So I watched the movie, and I find my perceptions changed. I swear to God, it was not the cognac, but I found my perceptions literally changed after the movie. And I only watched it on a TV set, not in the theater. I found my driving was a little strange. But most bizarrely, I swear to you that I was driving Wilhelm after the show, after the movie, going somewhere, and the medallion on the front of the Mercedes, which is a triangle, the star in the Mercedes, was twisted. I didn't touch it. I did not touch the. I was driving. It was windy, and I looked at it, and I said, "Wait a minute, the medallion, which has." a vague resemblance to a pentagram had turned on the front of my car. I got a little spooked, and I'm not into like getting spooked that easily. The medallion on my car had turned. I didn't touch it. So I said, you know something? There really may be something to this dark energy, witchcraft. Be careful. Just watching a movie can open up a pathway into your own brain that leads you into areas you don't want to go. And then I said to myself, you know, I've moved away from religion in the last year. I've turned on it completely. I used to be not religious, but I was very deeply into the Bible and certain rituals I would get into. I had a certain fondness for religious people. I lost it within the last year. A number of things occurred. I don't want to go into it because I don't want to put anyone down. I just turned away completely from it. And the further I turn away from God, the more I become susceptible to the other side. And then something dawned on me, which is you almost have no choice in the world today. Either you embrace God or the devil will embrace you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3885 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3885. 800-282-3885.
True or false, shampooing your carpet makes it get dirty faster. Actually, it's true and false. Traditional carpet cleaning methods can actually leave your carpet looking shiny and feeling crunchy. But in a matter of days, it can turn dull and dingy and even feel sticky. That's because there's no watery rinse cycle in carpet cleaning. The sticky residue from soaps and harmful chemicals stay behind, attracting dust and dirt. Only Zero Res is a patent from the U.S. Patent Office for cleaning with empowered water, which leaves no residue. It's also approved by the Food and Drug Administration, the USDA, and EPA to be safe and gentle for people, pets, and the planet. See for yourself. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Have three rooms in your home pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $139, complete with a 30-day gotta-love-it guarantee. And commercial customers can get free quotes at 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Everyone says use Zero Res.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Intercepted communication between Al-Qaeda leaders prompted terror warning, source says. This just came out on Fox News moments ago. The terror threat that led to the closure of nearly two dozen U.S. embassies and consulates resulted from intercepted communications between the head of Al-Qaeda and the leader of its Arabian Peninsula affiliate, a U.S. intelligence source tells Fox News. That's what they're telling us. Between the head of Al-Qaeda and the leader of its Arabian Peninsula affiliate. You believe this? Do you actually believe this? Well, there are those who don't. Anthony Schaefer, a former military intelligence officer who now works with the Center for Advanced Defense Studies, said this might just be Al-Qaeda pushing our buttons to see how the U.S. responds. It's a test, in my judgment, he told Fox News. I think this is a trial balloon by Al-Qaeda to see how we would react. Thomas Sanderson, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies Transnational Threats Project, also told Fox News that an Al-Qaeda trial balloon is not beyond the realm of possibility with them. At the same time, he said such a ruse would come with an added risk of giving away the locations of those involved. Considering the claims that the intelligence includes communications from Zawahiri himself, Sanderson said that detail suggests the threat is credible. It's very difficult to determine what the real nature of this is, he said. Huh. The New York Times first reported on the intercepted communications. Well, you're telling me the head of Al-Qaeda is sending emails now? When they can read your a postage stamp from a satellite? So I'm a little skeptical about this. The worldwide travel alert issued on Friday lasts until the end of August. Really? But McCain and Lindsey Graham just flew to Cairo. Thank God nothing happened to them. I don't believe a word of this. Diplomatic facilities have been closed in Egypt, Jordan, Libya, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait, among other countries. Added closures of four African sites in Madagascar, Burundi, Rwanda, and Mauritius. Well, I just don't know what to make of it all. I just don't know. After Benghazi, you would say this seems prudent. If you're a Democrat, you say this is prudent. They're just protecting their personnel and their embassies. If you are a nationalist, you say this is shameful, the most shameful chapter in American history, that based on one email, they all had, let's say, a panic attack and closed embassies around the Arabian world. If you are a rational middle of the road, you'd say, I don't know what to make of it. But the whole thing, frankly, scares me that our president is so disconnected from reality that he says this and then goes off for 7 hours of golf. Canada, Max, you're on WABC. Thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Mr. Savage, Dr. Savage, you have a tremendous sense of humor. I still laugh about the Seder and Teddy's Pills and Jody. What's to discuss here in terms of the Muslim Brotherhood and the administration? There is a great measure of consistency from the threatening of the military. The planes never were stopped until the military got in power. I don't remember.
Wait. You mean that Obama sold F-16s and Abrams tanks to Egypt when the Muslim Brotherhood was in power, and it only got stopped when the Muslim Brotherhood was out of power. So what are you saying?
Absolutely. Well, that was the first thing. Absolutely. And the only saving...
What, so you're saying Obama's on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood for sure?
Look who his advisors are. Look who surrounds him. Look at the consistency. You, on top of that...
So what are you saying? Are we to believe Obama is Satan? What is this guy? Who is he? Who is the guy?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. The nightmare morning commute due to a BART strike didn't happen. When Governor Brown intervened in a strike averted for the week, at least a week, but a big rig carrying Asian food supplies caught fire on the westbound Skyway early this morning, creating a traffic nightmare for commuters throughout the day. The fire was extinguished quickly, but the debris cleanup had all but one lane closed on the Skyway until 3:30 this afternoon. Traffic now northbound 101 on the peninsula before Kehoe. We've got a crash, two left lanes blocked. Injuries involved, traffic backed up to about Ralston Avenue coming out of Belmont. It's still a little sluggish southbound 101 getting into San Jose. I'm Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Weatherford BMW of Berkeley. Check their new state-of-the-art facility with a wonderful indoor showroom for 150 certified pre-owned cars. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley on Ashby, just off I-80. Details at weatherfordbmw.com. Financing available through BMW Financial Services.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
We have signals intelligence as well as human intelligence, which tell us certain things, which lead us to believe that something may or may not occur. I mean, this is much more specific than anything we saw before Benghazi or Boston. So this is in tune with 9/11/01 with regard to the chatter. And so we have to be diligent.
That's Congressman Tom Rooney, Republican, Florida, who says the threat is real and more specific. But now let's hear clip 12 from Mr. Rooney.
Saying that Al-Qaeda was dismantled was just false. Al-Qaeda was disorganized, and we certainly did a good job in Afghanistan taking away the camps and the like, but they regroup elsewhere, such as Yemen or other places where the government isn't as organized or has a relationship with the United States. It was only a matter of time before, you know, they would get back to the point where they were and have been in the past.
Okay, finally, again, Republican Tom Rooney of Florida is saying that this is real. Let's hear clip 13.
But we have done a good job. Let's be very clear. I mean, there's been numerous attempts at terrorism that have been thwarted where our intelligence community has saved lives and kept people out of harm's way. There's been a few misses, like Boston or Benghazi, where things we should have known or should have done. We made huge mistakes in Benghazi when it came to protecting our ambassador and the consulate. But in the grand scheme of things, with regard to the things that we've been able to do in the intelligence world and stop threats, has been very successful.
All right. Now, just because he's a Republican doesn't mean we have to take it hook, line, and sinker. That's number one. Number two, you could use this entire speech to justify spying on Americans, and they could say, well, you see that, boys and girls, the reason Big Mom and Big Dad need to know about who you're communicating with in your bedroom at night is to protect you from yourself. And that's why we're not spying on you. We're protecting you. It's a matter of security. We're doing it to help you, to make sure some bad people don't communicate with you in your bedroom, little boy and little girl. So we're going to continue to monitor all of your emails, your doctor's records, anything we want, all in the name of security. But as Ben Franklin warned us, those who are willing to give up a little security, a little freedom for a little security, will have neither. Old Ben Franklin, remember him with the kite and the key? So you don't know who to believe. And now it gets even crazier. They're in a full court press from left, from right, Democrat, Republican, telling us it's real. And now we have ABC chiming in with clip 14.
Now, one of the things that is especially concerning about the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen is that they have developed techniques to evade Western security measures. Specifically, officials are concerned about terrorists carrying surgically implanted bombs. As one U.S. official told us, quote, these are guys who have developed the techniques to defeat our detection methods.
Well, let's use common sense. Al-Qaeda has developed surgically implanted bombs. Possible. They have lunatics who would do that. It's real simple. You use profiling. You don't let them on airplanes. You let them fly air terrorists. You let them fly terrorist airways. You let them fly Yemen, the Yemen Express. But you don't let them on an American plane. You don't let them into America. Wouldn't that make sense? I mean, either you are at war with a certain group or you're not at war. And if you're at war, you use common sense or you lose the war. And they win it. If these schmucks who are now running the government were in power in 1939, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. That's all I can tell you. Let me repeat it in case you didn't write it down. Write it down and send it to John McCain. If these putzes who are now running things had been in power in 1939 when Hitler was on the rise, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. Write it down. My name is Michael Savage. That's S-A-V-A-G-E. What do you mean they have surgically implanted bombs? So you don't let them on an airplane. You profile them. No, you can't go on a plane. You're going to fly on Yemen Airways. Goodbye. We're not letting you on. Go sue me. What happened to the country? Where are the brains? Have they gotten so tripped up by their own rhetoric that they can't even tell what's right and wrong, plus and minus, north from south? Yes. 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 1,000 times yes. Out damn spot. Out, I say. What has to happen? I just don't know for this to stop. I don't know what has to happen for this to stop. Let's hear clip 15 now.
Officials tell us they believe that there are Al-Qaeda operatives already in place for this attack in Yemen and possibly in other countries as well. The cause for concern are those intercepted communications from the leadership of the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. One U.S. official telling us, quote, the part that is alarming is the confidence they showed while communicating and the air of certainty about their plans. The official tells us they even talked about their media plan for after the attacks take place.
I don't believe a word of it. Now that I've heard this from ABC News, it means that it's a false flag planted by Al-Qaeda to see us jump like a bunch of fairies. Fairies, that's all. That's all. If they're that confident and a plan for after the attacks, then it's all a ruse. It's just to make us jump from an email. If they could shut down embassies with an email, can you imagine how powerful they are? That's all. The whole thing's a fake job. That's the only conclusion I could come to. They know that they have a pacifist like Neville Chamberlain. Obama is to Neville Chamberlain. Obama makes Neville Chamberlain look like a right winger. That's what we have right now. He's so convolutedly left and so convolutedly politically twisted in his thinking and surrounded by these feminists that they don't even know what is up and what is down. If you take an enemy who's now sending out emails, and they know you're listening to them, and they're saying in the email, well, we're very confident we can do it, we're certain, and that we have a media plan for after the attacks, that has to be a made-up story. It's a made-up story. They're sending it out just to see how they'll react to it. So how they reacted to it is Susan Rice, the great Susan Rice, closed down 23 embassies. And the State Department under the great Hillary Clinton said there's an international travel alert, but it doesn't apply to Congress. Just as Obamacare doesn't apply to Congress, just as Obamacare doesn't apply to the staffers, the travel alert doesn't apply to Congress. It applies to you little people. So if you were planning on flying to Yemen for the weekend to taste the Batesim, you wanted to try an ethnic dish like Batesim in Yemen, I'm sorry you couldn't go last weekend. You'll have to put it off till September, after September 11th. They may let you fly to Yemen to try the local cuisine. 855-407-2832, you're listening to a talk show in the United States of America, and one American is on the microphone, only one American. I have absolutely no contact with anyone who really knows what's going on. I'm trying to use an accumulated lifetime of analysis and intelligence to come up with what I, one citizen, think is true. I think it's a crock of garbage from top to bottom, and I hope it is, by the way. I'm not sitting here saying I hope a bomb doesn't go off. But, you know, the government has painted itself into such a corner right now that they're almost going to have to make sure a terrorist event does occur to justify this alert, or else they're going to lose whatever scintilla of credibility they may have left. That's what really worries me. They may need a Reichstag fire right now in order to prove that they were right, to make all of us skeptics wrong. Do you agree with me? They've now painted themselves in a corner where they must precipitate a terror event somewhere. They must. They must, or else they have no credibility left whatsoever. They've been had. I don't think it'll matter, though, to the drug generations. There's one more clip you have to hear, which is from ABC News, and clip 10, please play it.
This threat was so specific as to how enormous it was going to be, and also there were certain dates were given, but it didn't specify where it's going to be. And, you know, the assumption is that it's probably most likely to happen in the Middle East, at or about one of the embassies, but there's no guarantee of that at all. It could basically be in Europe, it could be in the United States, it could be a series of combined attacks. It could be the same concept as the 2006 liquid explosive planned attacks, where there were going to be a series of attacks carried out almost simultaneously.
All right, well, that's the once believable senator, congressman, a congressman from New York. The once very believable congressman from New York, Mr. King. I used to believe in this guy. I don't anymore. I've lost all respect for him. I don't know who to believe. Who do you believe anymore in the government? There's a handful of Republican senators who are really certifiably good men, great men, trustworthy men. A handful of conservative Republicans in the House that you can trust. But other than that, the whole thing seems to be just a Ponzi scheme. A Ponzi scheme. Listen to clip 9 of Congressman King. 9.
And this is a wake-up call. Al-Qaeda is in many ways stronger than it was before 9/11 because it's mutated and it's spread and it can come out of some different directions. And Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is probably the most deadly of all the Al-Qaeda affiliates. So we have to be ready for everything. And that's what this is about. And the administration, I think, has tried to, first with the embassies, then with the global travel advisory, and also letting state and local governments know over the last several days of the nature of this threat so that we can be on guard.
On guard. Global travel advisories, Congressman. Then why is your colleague John McCain and your colleague Lindsey Graham in Egypt? If there's a global travel advisory, does it logically make sense that three government officials, at the very least, and remember they're traveling with staff, so it's a plane load of them, would travel? If there's a global travel advisory, what is the advisory? What does that mean? What do you mean global travel advisory? I don't know what to believe anymore. I just don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know. I'm going to sit here and watch the world go round. You know, what can I say to you? The terror threat that led to the closure of nearly 24 U.S. embassies and consulates resulted from intercepted communication between the head of Al-Qaeda and the leader of its Arabian Peninsula affiliate. Okay, great. Top guy. Top guy. U.S. is spending $772 million on aircraft that the Afghans cannot operate or maintain. Did you hear that scam? Beware the government media, the military industrial complex, said Dwight D. Eisenhower. Savage said, beware the government media complex. The U.S. is spending nearly $1 billion, we'll make it rounded off, on aircraft that the Afghans cannot operate or maintain. The chief watchdog for Afghanistan reconstruction warned in a recent audit that the Pentagon is moving forward with a $772 million purchase of aircraft that the Afghan army cannot operate or maintain. If that's not a boondoggle, if that's not pork barrel spending, I'd like to know what is. But you're not going to stop this. How can you stop this? A budget debate, my eye. They close this, they close that. So we're sending them airplanes they can't fly. Few of the pilots in Afghanistan are fully qualified to fly with night vision goggles. You hear this? The reporter, I don't want to read anymore. It's all corrupt from top to bottom. We're almost like Napoleonic France. It's like the end of the empire and then Napoleon III. That's what I feel like. We don't even have good furniture to go with it. At least if we had architects who were making nice furniture, I would say okay, but we don't. The food stinks, the furniture stinks, the architecture's ugly. We haven't built a magnificent bridge or tunnel or building in the United States in God knows how many years. The money is all being stolen by corrupt contractors. False, you see, $500 million, another one. You hear this one now? Am I too negative? And it's only Monday. Wait, you get me on Thursday. This is only Monday. Obama spent $500 million on green jobs that don't exist. Listen to clip 5 now on the show. Five.
The government and the Obama administration thought that there would be potentially millions of jobs created in the green job industry. And this has turned into a green nightmare, not green jobs. In fact, only about 11,000 people got jobs, and a lot of those jobs weren't even full-time jobs. You know, you could literally send someone to Harvard for less cost than it was to do this job training.
Mm-hmm. And what would they get out of a degree from Harvard? They become a barrister somewhere, if they're lucky. If the father owned a chain of coffee shops. Now listen to clip 6.
Some of the jobs that they call green jobs include things like bus drivers, janitors, even lobbyists who lobby in Washington for green programs were considered a green job. I think it comes down to the fact that back 4 or 5 years ago, everyone thought that we were going to have this huge, massive increase in solar energy and wind industry, and it just hasn't happened. In fact, the big growth in jobs, ironically enough, has not been in the renewable energy. It's been in the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, oil and gas industry, despite Obama's attempts to destroy the oil and gas industry. Now, finally, Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal, in his next piece on the scam of green jobs in Clip 7.
Those industries got zero money in terms of job training, and they created hundreds of thousands of jobs. So it was a real misallocation of resources. It was a boondoggle. And by the way, a lot of the money also went to left-wing groups that happened to support Barack Obama, groups like National Council of La Raza and other environmental groups that put in a lot of money to get Barack Obama elected in the first place.
Now, wait a minute. La Raza is an environmental group? It means the race. It's about brown supremacy. La Raza is about brown supremacy. It's a brown supremacist organization. When did they become an environmental group as well? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You do not want to outlive your retirement income, and there are ways to help protect your assets and avoid investment mistakes that you can do right now. I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special Financial Workshop Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday the 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. Pat can help you build a solid, comfortable financial game plan to suit your lifestyle as you grow older. Again, Financial Seminar, Tuesday the 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill at 7 p.m., or Thursday the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m., no cost, no obligation, but call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-426-0551. That's 1-800-426-0551. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you're behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-426-0551. The Federal Student Loan Relief Partner Companies has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-426-0551 for free information today. That's 1-800-426-0551.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, we the people are asking, is the terror alert real, or is it a wag-the-dog scenario, or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? It's one of the above three. Either it's real, or it's an attempt to justify spying on innocent Americans, or what is this? Friday it broke. I said to you, what is this? I don't know. I'm a little skeptical to begin with. I'm a skeptic by nature. Well, let's say by life 101, I'm a skeptic at this point. And secondly, I believe nothing this administration says. Zero. They have no credibility with me. Why should I believe them? The green jobs, as we know, is a scam. Everything he says is a lie. He says he's for the poor. He hangs out with the rich. He says he wants to tighten the budget. He goes to a $100 million trip to Africa. He says he's for freedom and he's an open president and he spies on every American. Let's go down the list another time. So, okay, so he's just a power mad politician, like many of them. Not all, like many. So, all right, so you don't believe him. Then all of a sudden Friday, terror alert, travel alert, this alert, da-da-da. Where'd this come from? That's because the Benghazi investigation was getting very close to finding out exactly who called the shots. And he tried the ruse of saying the false scandals, the fake scandals. That didn't work. The echo chamber said fake scandal, fake scandal, fake scandal, fake. Yeah, fake. It was fake. I got a chill up my leg. It was fake. It was fake. He said it's fake. It's fake. But that didn't take. So then they said, okay, what can we do next? Let's see. Why don't we have one of our operatives send an alleged email from the head of Al-Qaeda to one of his cohorts in Arabia, and then we could close embassies and call a travel alert. But wait a minute, but John's going to Egypt. It won't matter. They won't know the difference. He'll go anyway. That's scenario two. So now let's say tonight we go to sleep and wake up and there was a bomb that went off. God forbid. Say, okay, so the government wasn't lying. Good. I'm glad. It doesn't mean we shouldn't remain skeptical of them, nor does it justify their spying on innocent Americans. They're not all, one and the same. There are all separate issues here. And so let's hope a bomb doesn't go off. Let's hope the government isn't behind it. And let's hope, even more hope, more that at the end of the day, they don't pull off a Reichstag fire here and really do something terrible to justify their demonic need for power. Because as Lord Acton wrote long, many decades ago, the Lord Acton, the great Lord Acton of England, when he wrote, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Obama is the epitome of absolute power in this country in my lifetime. Of course, all presidents are power-driven. We understand that. But they've always had checks and balances. Usually a skeptical press because they were Republicans, so they brought Nixon down. Usually Democrats have been given a pass in the last 15, 20 years, that we know. When Clinton was seen, monkeying around with Monica Lewinsky, there the echo chamber got up and it's just shenanigans. But let a Republican look at a girl, let a military man look at a woman, it's called rape. Then they invent the whole thing, 23,000 rapes in the military, sexual assaults in the military. So they've redefined what a sexual assault is. Sexual assault is, hey, honey, you're cute, you want to go out tonight. So that's a sexual assault in order to take over the military. So the whole thing is upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. It's through the looking glass. We're living through the looking glass. The whole world is through the looking glass. Now here's the problem. We got 3.5 more years of this guy. It's not like he's out of office in 2 months. It's not like come September, school starts and Obama goes home. No. No, he's just ramping up Act Two. He's ramping up Act Two. And I still have a terrible fear that they could eliminate term limits and he'll be president like Idi Amin, president for life. And you better get used to seeing him like with gray hair and a beard. He could be around for 50 more years saying just one more shot. And of course, MSNBC would cheer that on, as you well know. Nothing would be too much for them. Just envision Al Sharpton as Secretary of State and Jesse Jackson running, let's say, defense. Then the circle will be complete. We can have a drum dance, a drum circle on the Savage Nation. We could all move to the wilderness. And you know what that's about, braving the world with the savage?
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, here we are, hour number 3 for the Savage Nation on Monday, August 5th, 2013, and what a day it is. If you remember my Friday show, the terror threat that was announced on Friday with the closing of the embassies, I thought was somewhat of, let us say I was skeptical. I said it was a sham in order to cover up the spying on Americans. We were told to hide in our bunker and let Uncle Sam take care of us. I thought it was like a warning from a bad science fiction movie. Well, thankfully, there were no bombings on Sunday. I mean, I don't know what'll come on Tuesday, but nothing's happened yet. And yet all the embassies are closed, and we're all supposed to be praying that Big Sis is taking care of us. I don't know. Something is not right. Something is not right. We have sound today from 1975 when Senator Frank Church, Republican of Michigan, 1975, warned America that government surveillance will be turned on American citizens. Was he ever right? On MichaelSavage.com today, the U.S. has directed agents to cover up their snooping program, the rise of Al-Qaeda and why the administration lied about Benghazi, why the Fort Hood massacre was conducted by a Muslim major who has not yet been brought to trial after 4 years, and why he's likely not to be executed even though he killed people in cold blood. Obama did it again, loose lips on terror alert, sabotages U.S. intelligence. $500 million on training for green jobs that don't exist. New York Dems refuse to stop welfare food fraud. Lawmakers are demanding Corzine face perjury investigation. All of you global warmists, the Arctic has seen the shortest summer on record. If you think that's bad, an MSNBC psychotic host says newborns don't count as alive. She's a death worshiper, in my opinion. A madwoman, Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC, shame on you, GE. She says newborns don't count as alive, and parents can kill them up to the age of 2. Called post-birth abortion. New York City cops swarmed over a stage prop suicide bomb at a play. What else is on MichaelSavage.com? Let's go to the bottom. Potential witness in mob trial killed by poison coffee. Wow. The man who said he had been extorted by James Whitey Bulger. Poisoned coffee. What else is in the news on the Savage Nation? Well, everything and nothing. The news gets worse every day. You can call on any other topic except, here are some topics I will not discuss. A-Rod, I don't know what that is. Is that a part to a car? I don't know. I've been dealing all weekend with A on brackets on an old Jaguar. I don't know what an A-Rod is. It could be a part to the front end of a car that I don't know about. I am not a sports fan. I know nothing about baseball. I gave it up when I was 11. I realize that some grown men love it. That's fine. It's not a put-down. I'm just not interested in grown men in striped uniforms with sticks in their hand hitting balls around the field. It doesn't interest me. Not at a time like this when we have the biggest con man in history running America off the rails. Let me tell you something. I believe Obama is a cosmic joke foisted on America. I will tell you that even legitimate left agrees with me that Barack Obama is a giant trickster. I will tell you that he's one of the greatest tricksters in history. He makes Dick Nixon look like an honest Boy Scout. Every day we're told to take Obama more seriously, but every day we take him less seriously. I think Obama has lost his base, except the welfare recipients and the fraudsters making billions of dollars. As I said, even the legitimate left has turned against him. They seem to be able to look right through him. They see him flying here and there, a $100 million trip to Africa. Next, he's going to Martha's Vineyard to hang around with the poor billionaires. And the next day, he gives a speech about the poor. Nobody buys his act anymore, except the idiots at the bottom who don't know anything. All they know is that they can ship their food stamp groceries to the Caribbean in a shipping container. Then there's the rehab racketeers, the disability racketeers, the green energy racketeers. It's one racket after another. That's why I say it's all a cosmic joke. And the last power you have left is to simply just laugh in their faces. This terror threat we're talking about, is it real or is it false? I remain skeptical. Now, look, I hope that my skepticism is correct, and I hope there isn't an event. It could happen, God forbid. But in either case, we look very bad worldwide. Under Obama, our national prestige, our international prestige is near zero. The world is now laughing at America under this man. He has turned us into this supine, almost wincing coward. Have you ever known a big guy who has a lot of muscles, who's really a chicken? Do you know that type? There are plenty of guys who work out and get big muscles, and they're scared. That's okay. There's no shame in being a scared guy. But what happens, and one of the most shameful things that could ever happen to a big guy, is having a little guy come up to him and push him around, and he cowers and kind of runs away. We're like that big guy now in the street with some little creep threatening us, and we're running away from him. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Here's some news, I guess. I got to tell you the news on the Savage Nation, since newspapers are dying, and that in time, the only thing left will be the Internet and radio. Washington Post is going to be sold to the founder of Amazon. That's right. The so-called venerable Washington Post, venerable in its own eyes and in the eyes of the sycophants in Washington, has been sold or will be sold, the flagship newspaper, to Amazon.com. Founder and chief executive Jeffrey P. Bezos, which will end the Graham family stewardship of one of America's biggest newspapers after four generations. Now, he's one of the richest men in the country, Jeff Bezos. He will pay $250 million in cash for the Washington Post and affiliated publications to the Washington Post company, which owns both the newspaper and other businesses. They say Seattle-based Amazon will have no role in the purchase. Bezos will buy the news organization and become its sole owner when the sale is completed, probably within 2 months. The Post company will get a new whatever. Now, this deal represents a sudden and stunning turn of events for the Washington Post. It is Washington, D.C.'s leading newspaper for many decades. It's a powerful liberal force in shaping the nation's politics and policy. The fact of the matter is, I doubt very much that the left-wing politics of the Washington Post will change very much. But that's the end of the story. That's the story. What does it matter to you? Good luck to Jeff Bezos. I don't expect many changes. It'll still be a left-wing newspaper. So what does it mean to the rest of us? Nothing. 855-4. But it actually does mean something, now that I think about it. What it means is, for a family to sell off an asset such as the Washington Post indicates they see the handwriting on the wall and they know it's an untenable business to be in. They're looking ahead and they think they're bailing out while the bailing is good, taking $250 million while they can. Because they feel that their asset is going to diminish in value, not increase in value, so they're dumping it. So Jeff Bezos says to the employees of the Wash Post, quote, the values of the Post do not need changing. What are the values? To support a Democrat president, Uberalis? Democrats, Uberalis? That's the value, so it won't change. And that's the end of it. The $250 million purchase price is richer than many of those received by other legacy print media properties in recent years. What can I ask you? Why newspapers are dying? We know why they're dying. What do you need to go buy a newspaper when you go on the Internet in the morning with a cup of coffee and catch the headlines on the Drudge Report or somewhere else? Everyone I know who has a brain clicks onto the Drudge Report and a few other sites and feels that they know the news. If they're interested in a topic, they click on the topic and read it. If they're really interested in it, they listen to Michael Savage and call in and talk about it. They don't need a newspaper anymore. Now, I happen to like newspapers. I grew up on them. I like the feel of it. I like the smell of the ink. There's a certain heft and feel to it. I'm not going to make the standard idiotic jokes about, you know, the dog poop and all of that. I mean, that's too obvious. Although the bag for the New York Times seems to be the blue bag, the most popular in the San Francisco area for carrying dog poop. I must tell you, the New York Times blue bags are the most popular amongst aging women as they sling. I know, it's disgusting. I actually get nauseous living. I see women slinging these bags of dog turd. I get sick looking at it. But there is something fitting in the fact that they use the New York Times blue bags. It tells you three things at once that you don't want to know about. It's August at the Hotel Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going to get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids School Supply Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Do you believe this terror alert is real, or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let us hope that our cynicism is rewarded by inactivity by Al-Qaeda. I'm very clear about it. I'm not saying, oh, I hope the bomb goes off. I'm saying I hope no bombs go off. But this is cowardice of the worst kind. Embassies are sacred ground. The Arabs have embassies in Washington. They have embassies everywhere around the world. And when Christmas ends, they're not cowering and closing them down for fear that Christians are going to bomb their embassies, do they? I don't know of any Jews who run around in France and Spain and wherever and say, oh, I'm going to bomb an embassy for Passover. What is this? What kind of world are we living in? The whole world is now dancing to the tune of the terrorists because we have an administration that refuses to call them terrorists, number one. Moreover, refuses to even fight the terrorists. Instead, they'd rather distrust you. They'd rather fight you than the terrorists. You become the terrorist. This administration is so paranoid and so loopy that they consider the American citizen more of a threat than the terrorists. That's how I see it. So let's go to the callers, I guess. Texas now, KLIF, the great KLIF in Texas. Donna, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
God bless you, Michael. Listen to you all the time. Listen, today I got on the bus to go to jury duty, and I never ride the buses. Anyhow, somebody got on in a full-dress burqa, full-dress Muslim garb, this gigantic person with these gigantic tennis shoes. There was no way that was a woman. And even sunglasses to cover the slits of his eyes.
Wow.
Hauling on the bus a pull cart, you know, those suitcases that you haul that have wheels on them?
Yes.
And he went to the back, or she went to the back of the bus, although I doubt it was a she. It was so big, you know, just big guy. And all of us just sat there. I don't think the bus driver even called, you know, any.
Well, no, that would be racist to suggest that there's a man hiding in a woman's burqa. Toting around a potential bomb. I mean, you wouldn't want to say that because that would be racial profiling. And as you well know, under Obama, common sense is now illegal because it's racist.
Apparently so, Michael.
Yes. I mean, common sense is now considered evil and dangerous. Stupidity is now considered the norm under Obama. They want you to put on your stupid hat every day. Where was the FBI? I mean, a giant pair of shoes underneath a burqa would tip off somebody. What about one of the brave police who killed a deer last week? Maybe they could come rushing away from killing baby fawns and maybe look at a guy in a burqa. But then again, as you well know, it's safer to arrest a person who takes in a deer that's been abandoned by his mother than to go after a potential terrorist in a burqa. 855-400-7282. Let's go around the country and around the state. I want to hear what you have to say about it. I can't be the only one who's skeptical, cynical? How would you say overly skeptical, overly cynical? Connecticut, WILK, Susan, you're next up on the Savage Nation.
The reason why I believe this is a fake travel ban and all that is because I heard early this morning on a news station that John Brennan, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham are in Egypt. And I do not believe they would have been allowed to travel there if this was a real terror threat.
Well, what are they doing in Egypt? What did they go there for? To make sure that the weapons continue to flow to the Egyptians, so they get the so their controllers are happy with them.
Well, John Brennan was supposed to be talking with the Muslim Brotherhood, and John.
Oh, you mean the Muslim Brotherhood that was just ousted by the people? What does this administration want? The Muslim Brotherhood back in power? Is that what I'm hearing? Along with the strange McCain, the lunatic.
Apparently.
McCain is a strange man. We would expect this from John Brennan. We would expect this from Lindsey Graham, the trial lawyer, double-talking, fork-tongued devil. But I don't know. McCain seems to be a lunatic lately, a complete lunatic.
Well,
you make a good point. They're in Egypt. What threat could there be if they're in Egypt, is what you're saying? Why are they there? If it's a real threat, they would stay home. They'd hunker down, right?
That's what I believe.
They'd eat the dry food. They would drink the bottled water. He'd stay home with Cindy. They'd have a bud. They'd watch some movies. He wouldn't go overseas right now. Susan, you make a good point. I really appreciate you joining the program on the Savage Nation. Look, it's a Monday. Most Americans, they don't care. See, we care. We are the people who listen to talk radio are a small minority of Americans. I got to tell you, it's not as small as they would like to believe, but we're a small minority compared to the shoe shoppers, the ice cream lickers. They don't know what's going on. They don't care what's going on. They could give a rat's you-know-what as to what is going on. They don't care. There's a word for that. Apathy. America is now at a level of apathy that's quite dangerous. That's how Obama can get away with playing golf, going on one vacation after another, and then scaring the public into submission. So this is the problem. Apathy is the greatest threat to democracy. It's not Al-Qaeda. Apathy is a greater threat to democracy than Al-Qaeda. And the apathy, by the way, is literally encouraged by the government. They're not telling you to be, active and alert, be alert. They don't want you to be alert. They want you to be drugged. So let's move on. Topics, there are many other topics. I'm not going to get stuck on this like a broken record. I'll take your calls on this, on the crisis, if it's real, what you think about it. I saw a story this morning in the San Francisco website that I read. Homeless bums are given housing, right? For years we heard, homeless, get them off the streets. You got to build them housing. Homelessness is a crime. We've got to take a care of our most vulnerable. So the city has raped the taxpayer. They gave them a residential hotel room, probably owned by the politician's brother-in-law, by the politician's front company, right? And now they won't stay in the hotel rooms. They're back in the street. But wait, it gets better. They gave them a hotel room. Every one of them has a hotel room. They won't stay in them. They're back in the gutter. And now they want counseling. So now we're going to hear that we need more counselors. It's only the humane thing to do. Brenda Clark was rousted from the biggest homeless camp in the city in August 2012 and got her first permanent roof in a decade, a residential hotel room. You know how expensive those are? Take a look at what they charge, those rat-infested hotel rooms. City outreach counselors quickly placed her there. And it's paid for by the city. No, it's paid for by the taxpayer, not the city. We read that the next step is harder, behaving like someone with a stable life who sleeps indoors. The problem for her, as for so many people in supportive housing, they call it supportive housing, you hear, is that she had been on the streets for so long that she'd forgotten how to fully function inside, so she now sleeps outside most nights, looking and acting just like a lot of homeless people. San Francisco has created enough supportive housing in the past decade to pull about 9,000 bums into residential complexes staffed with counselors to help them get over the dysfunctions that put... Oh, isn't that touching? The dysfunctions. But most residents and tourists notice little difference. That's because there isn't enough counseling, we read, to go around for those who need it intensively. So now we're going to have to pay for counselors. Take a guess which politicians in San Francisco are in the counseling business and how many of them have brother-in-laws and cousins and nephews who can't find jobs who bought residence hotels to provide rooms for the bums. You have any idea what the bum industry is? A very big industry in San Francisco. It's a heck of an industry. So there it is. There's no end to liberalism.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend, Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
What? Good evening, out there, folks. Talk 560 KSFO. Union leaders say they have yet to be contacted by a board of investigators appointed by Governor Jerry Brown to intervene in their labor dispute with BART. The order appointing the board averted a midnight strike by the unions against BART. Union leaders say no negotiations were scheduled. The University of Iowa apparently is not doing a good job cleaning up its wild image. For the first time, it's been ranked by the Princeton Review as the nation's top party school. UC Santa Barbara was second. For years, Iowa has tried to curb student binge drinking. It's been on the Princeton Review list for 9 straight years and was ranked second last year. BYU tops the list of stone-cold sober schools. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 580 slow from about El Charro as you head towards Highway 680, all because of some road work. And other than that, look for some good traffic on the Bay Bridge right now. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
It's all good. It's all healthy. It's not going to hurt you.
Sean Hannity.
We are proud to be conservative.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, we've talked about how this administration is trying to incorporate women into combat roles. There's a rumble of opposition, especially evident when chatting with soldiers and Marines. Some argue that the existing standards, which already have kept several women from passing the Marines' grueling infantry officers course, will basically act as a bar to women in the more demanding kinds of combat. But Robert McGinnis, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, a West Point graduate, fears that won't happen. He spells out what he sees as the dangers of opening combat billets to women in his new book, Deadly Consequences, How Cowards Are Pushing Women into Combat. He fears that under political pressure, the military will ease its standards, resulting in a less capable force. He joins us now on the Savage Nation. Robert McGinnis, welcome to the Savage Nation program.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure.
What do you see as the three biggest risks to letting women serve in the combat arms?
Well, there are significant physiological, psychological, and, of course, sexual tension issues. We're talking about the tip of the spear, the 5% of the military that do the smashing of heads, that, you know, shoot at close range, that do death struggles to the ground, where physiological strength matters. And decades of military research, as well as secular outside research, indicates that women have about half the upper body strength of men, have a significant lower cardiovascular capability, and then psychologically, they aren't as much of a risk taker, they aren't as aggressive, and they tend to be more fearful than men. That's all science. And when you throw that together with 18 to 24-year-olds, and you're talking about the most hostile environment known to man, that's the eyeball-to-eyeball combat, then you have to ask the question, why in the world would we want young women that aren't as capable as our young men who are, there's no shortage of them, why would we put them in this particular environment?
You make a distinction between high-intensity combat and high-intensity police work. Why is this distinction so important when it comes to combat?
Well, what we've had for the last 11 years is a counterinsurgency in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, most of the casualties, we've lost, regrettably, 142 young women in the two wars. And they've all been killed, for the most part, by improvised explosive devices and in ambushes as they went from one protected forward operating base to another, or they were in support of some particular unit doing a convoy. So it really matters, because a lot of people are under the impression that future wars are going to be like they have been in Iraq and Afghanistan. A counterinsurgency is a war of choice, and hopefully we'll never get in another one. But the types of operations we routinely plan for, operations on the land against force-on-force, taking down hard targets and the like, these require brutal force. They require, as we're seeing in some Afghan settings, climbing high mountains with large loads, being incredibly aggressive. This is the type of work that I chronicle in the book. When I talk about Najaf in 2004, I talk about portions along the demilitarized zone in Vietnam in the late 60s. I talk about the Chosun Reservoir in Korea and others. These types of battles, you know, no one that I've found that has got sort of experience and understands these issues would even consider that young women should be in this battle.
Well, one school of thought is that the more technology the military uses, the less physically demanding it will be. Is this why women are being considered for combat?
Well, I think they would consider women in combat no matter what the technology was, but no. Now, when we're talking about a world that is rapidly urbanizing, where the fight is not going to be advantaged by modern weapon systems, such as the drones and the like, it's going to be, once again, you know, the hard-fought fist-to-cuff, eyeball-to-eyeball type of fighting that we've done, you know, for millennia. I know that people like to rest their laurels on that particular notion, but it has no validity in the fact of the types of warfare, even in our national security strategy, and what we're training for today. We've basically started a major transition away from what we did in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're starting to go back to more conventional operations at all our major training facilities. We recognize the future is not going to be dictated by what we've done over the last decade.
Look, even if most women can't meet the physical standards, why shouldn't those who do be allowed to serve in combat?
Well, I'm talking about the point of the spear, not women flying certain aircraft or on ships. And, you know, those are combatants, but they certainly aren't ground combatants, the point of the spear. Now, there are a few women, perhaps, that can do that. If they met all the physiological and all the psychological differences, I suppose some people would even advocate injecting testosterone so that they have the right sort of aggression. If there was some sort of equivalency there, then you have to deal with the sexual tension issues. You know, we're having a major crisis in the current military with sexual improprieties and sexual assaults. You know, just look at the numbers. Everybody's complaining on Capitol Hill about this. Why can't we handle it? Well, does anyone have the loony idea that by all of a sudden forcing women into the point of the spear is going to solve the sexual problem, much less diminish it? I don't think so. You know, moms and dads of America understand how teenagers act. Even under the best supervision, you can't contain arrows among the 18 to 24-year-old groups. And when they get away from home, they sow their wild oats, and that's going to happen. We find that in the military. And what it does is it really degenerates the fighting spirit within our units. And we have to recognize that that's a precious commodity that we expend at great expense to our national security. And, you know, it's going to cost us a lot of lives if we put a certain percentage. You know, General Dempsey talked about a critical mass of women would have to go into combat units in order to make the transition work, somewhere between 10 and 30%. So unless the women are equivalent to men, and women typically are not little men, unless they're equivalent, we're going to diminish the lifting capability, the aggression capability, and a lot of other capabilities.
You say that the policy to allow women into combat makes it inevitable that women will be included in a coming draft. How so? Isn't a return to the draft a political impossibility?
No. I think that, in fact, this will contribute to the future problems. Keep in mind, the Selective Service Act of 1971, which was amended in 2002, is a male-only conscription at this point, and women have been excluded because of the 1981 case called Goldberg versus Rosker. And essentially what that said is that because there are laws at the time and there was policy that precluded, exempted women from direct ground combat, that there's no need to have them sign up for Selective Service. And as a result, since that time, we've had two laws. Well, they went out the window by Congress's decision of repeal in 1981. And then here this year, the Obama administration kind of wiped the policy away. So there's no prohibition that the Supreme Court in 81 made that decision. So what we will have, inevitably, the ACLU or some organization is going to contest it. And when they contest it, the Supreme Court will say, no, there's no prohibition. Congress hasn't spoken. The Pentagon says, come all, come when you want. So they'll go ahead and they'll have, they'll lift that particular exemption. And women will be forced to sign up just like 18-year-old young men. Now, if you look at the Obama administration's policies with regard to foreign affairs, you see a tinderbox across the Middle East, North Africa. You see a very significant emerging great power in China with submarine fleets, soon to have a number of aircraft carriers, fifth-generation fighters, military and manpower much larger than ours, and they have a space program, et cetera. The Russians are reemerging with very sophisticated militaries, and then there are threats on every single continent. That and the fact that in the building I'm standing in front of right now, the Pentagon, because of the $17 trillion deficit we're facing, we're beginning to take big bites out of the Pentagon's budget, and that means hundreds of thousands of people are going to walk. Now, when you do that, you cut back on your weapon system. It doesn't take too long before a mighty power becomes a weakened power, and we are challenged on the battlefields of the world. Are we going to be able to sustain the all-volunteer army or armed forces, which is the best paid it's ever been? I don't think so. We're beginning to see every indication that we're cutting back there as well. So when we don't have the right numbers, we don't have the quality we need, we don't even have the national policy that we need, then, what's Congress going to do? They're ultimately responsible. They have to decide. And when I often talk about this, I say, look, we have on one side of this equation people that argue equal opportunity. Women are second-class citizens. Therefore, they need to have access to the point of the spear. On the other side, where I am, We argue that this is about readiness, about effectiveness of the force, national security, and that women are not little men. The question that nobody is answering is, what kind of society sends its young women and its mothers into ground combat the way I've described it? And then, are we the type of society that wants to do that? And I would argue that we should not be that type of society, because we have plenty of young men to do the killing, the smashing of heads. And unfortunately, we put women in there, we're going to find that there's going to be a lot more unnecessary bloodshed. And especially when you consider 40% of the women serving in the active force today are mothers. You know, we've already had 20 mothers of about 40 children killed in the wars. Yeah, they were volunteers, but is that the type of society we want? I hope not.
Is the policy to put women into combat irreversible? Can anything be done to arrest this policy?
Oh, it's very much reversible. And the founders of our country were very wise. They said, Congress, you raise armies and raise navies. It's your responsibility to set the rules and regulations. And guess what? They relegated that to the administration. And that's wrong. There hasn't been a hearing in the House Armed Services, or a full hearing on this very sensitive issue in 34 years. There hasn't been a full hearing on this issue in the Senate in 23 years. Congress needs to write a law. I put an outline of the law in my book. I explain who should come and testify. I provide the questions that they ought to ask the chiefs of the services and anyone else that comes in there. I even give them a list of people that are really good on this particular issue. So the Congress can stop it. The Congress must stop it if, in fact, we are the type of society that aren't going to stand behind our sisters and daughters when we send them into the most vicious of all fights in the world, and that is ground combat.
Robert McGinnis, thanks for this great interview and for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you for having me.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out, because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
True or false, shampooing your carpet makes it get dirty faster. Actually, it's true and false. Traditional carpet cleaning methods can actually leave your carpet looking shiny and feeling crunchy. But in a matter of days, it can turn dull and dingy and even feel sticky. That's because there's no watery rinse cycle in carpet cleaning. The sticky residue from soaps and harmful chemicals stay behind, attracting dust and dirt. Only Zero Res is a patent from the U.S. Patent Office for cleaning with empowered water, which leaves no residue. It's also approved by the Food and Drug Administration, the USDA, and EPA to be safe and gentle for people, pets, and the planet. See for yourself. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Have three rooms in your home pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at just $139, complete with a 30-day gotta-love-it guarantee. And commercial customers can get free quotes at 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Call now and ask for the KSFO special. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Terror alert. And we're asking, is it real? Or are you skeptical and you think it's an attempt to retroactively justify spying on innocent American citizens? That's the main topic. Florida, Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. How do you see it? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. By the way, I'm listening on WSKY up near Gainesville, so I'm delighted to hear you, and congratulations on the very successful comeback. You're stronger than ever here.
Well, yeah, I did have a big comeback. I rose from the ashes. I agree with you.
Oh, it's beautiful, Michael. Anyway, very quickly, I'm a retired U.S. Foreign Service officer. I had 22 years in the State Department. And wow. First, I'd like to say this is a terrible thing. I say a prayer and bless everyone. It's a very difficult position to be in. But your comments raise some interesting thoughts in my mind. Number one, usually it's the U.S. ambassador, the chief of mission, who calls the shots in closing a mission. This was done out of Washington. And secondly, when the situation becomes very, very severe and dangerous, they start evacuating personnel. Only essential personnel remain. I haven't heard that. I'm not trying to second guess the government, but what you're saying is making some sense to me.
Well, let me ask you something. Did they close the embassy in Tel Aviv as well?
I don't believe so. I'll tell you this. You can go to, there's a website, Diplomatic Security Service, under Department of State, DS.
Well, you were a Foreign Service officer when it really mattered. In other words, you didn't buy the position as they're doing under Obama. You worked for that job, isn't that correct?
Yes, I was in engineering. I served from 1985 to 2007.
Okay, but to get that job, you didn't just smear off a congressman and get appointed. Like, Obama's now appointing morons who give him a certain amount of money as ambassadors. Isn't that undermining the entire diplomatic corps?
It is. Well, you know, there's two corps. You can be a career officer. Those are the ambassadors that rise when they start out right out of college or they work their way up. And then the political appointees, as you point out.
Well, has this always been the same, where you could buy an ambassadorship?
There are a number of them. Again, the U.S. State Department has a website. It's all listed there. But, Michael, this is a very serious situation, and you're making some interesting comments that I hadn't heard before.
Well, here's what I say. I have no information on this, but on Friday when I heard that we should all hide in our bunker and get the dried food and get the water and make sure our batteries work, basically, that we're all afraid of Al-Qaeda and it's going to hit anywhere, they're going to hit anywhere. I don't know. It just struck me as that they're making it up in an attempt to go to retroactively justify their having spied on innocent American citizens. It's sort of a retroactive attempt to cover their tracks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's also the domestic issue. I think on your previous shows you spoke about those yellow, red, orange, that whole thing. That you remember that scenario?
Of course, under the Department of Homeland Security fellow, whose name I forget. Well, Bush had them, and we all got tired of them. Every other day they were scaring us. It's yellow, it's green, it's red. People started to, they just said enough is enough. Stop it already.
Well, Michael, I just pray for peace and, let's just...
You know what? That's the best sentiment we can all have. I agree with you. We should all pray for peace. Let's pray to God that there is no threat. And this is just a wag the dog scenario, but it's not going to come to fruition. I'm sending you a copy of my paperback of Trickle Down Tyranny Standalone. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? That's what I said Friday night. Of course, it was used all day today by others in the media, as you would expect. Having a last word in radio means that some make it their first word. But nevertheless, thank God. As the show ended Friday, we were all told to hunker down in our bunker to hide and let Big Sis take care of us. They told us to eat our dried food, get the batteries, the water, and that Big Sis would protect us from Al-Qaeda. I felt so angry at my government for cowering like a bunch of wimps. It could be one email from one crackpot in Yemen. The whole country's in a lockdown now, in a police state? That's what I said Friday. Well, thank God. No bombings on the end of Ramadan. I guess that happens Sunday. As I said, most religions are religions of peace today, but some interpret a particular religion to set off bombs to celebrate their holidays. I can't understand that. I mean, at the end of Easter, the bombs go off. No, at the end of Passover, the bombs go off. At the end of Buddhist holidays, the bombs go off. At the end of Hindu holidays, they celebrate by blowing up. No. But that's not the issue. The issue really is this terror threat. Is it real? Why is the government banging the drum so hard? Why are they inducing so much fear in the population? Well, the answer is clear, to justify the spying on Americans. It is so serious and so severe that the Germans are very angry at Americans spying on them. The Germans are. The far left is angry. The right is angry. Everyone's angry but your Uncle Mo, who thinks Obama's a terrific guy who plays golf very well. Do you believe Al-Qaeda is stronger than ever? I mean, we were told recently that Al-Qaeda is on the run and all their leadership is dead. Unbelievable, right? How did this all of a sudden happen? Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? The same question is still valid today. McCain, Lindsey Graham arrived in Cairo today to meet with interim leaders and defense minister, blah, blah, blah. But they're also meeting the Muslim Brotherhood guy who was put in jail because he orchestrated the killing of demonstrators at the latest, Burns, whatever his name is. Burns, joined by a small delegation of international officials, also met with interim government leaders and Karit El-Shatir, the powerful deputy leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. The El-Shatir talks are reportedly taking place in the prison where he is being held. El-Shatir was among several prominent Islamists arrested by authorities after the army ousted Morsi. So we should be celebrating that finally they threw the Islamists out, but instead we're going there trying to get the Islamists back into power. Does that make sense to you?
Savage.